Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Last week, the University of Missouri began its 18-month lecture series called The African American Experience in Missouri. Kiana Irvin, an MU history professor, says the series was created in response to the race-related events that took place on the university's campus last fall.
Late November, early December, we started to talk about kind of ways to really promote the rich history of, that is, kind of the African-American experience in the state as a way to kind of respond to the campus protests of 2015 and to think about Ferguson in 2014 and really use all of our resources here on campus kind of toward the effort of building a kind of historical consciousness, a collective historical consciousness of what this state was really about.
The series is comprised of 12 lectures given by top scholars in the field of African American studies. It was created by MU's Division of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity in collaboration with the State Historical Society of Missouri. Diane Moody Burke, an associate professor of history at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, gave the first lecture of the series called Contesting Slavery, Enslaved Missourians' Enduring Struggle for Self-Determination. Burke's lecture will serve as a baseline of knowledge about what enslaved Missourians had to endure, from which the rest of the series will build upon. In her lecture, Burke said a crucial component in the university's efforts to move forward is to understand the African American history in the state of Missouri.
It's very important to try to understand this history, the very often troubling race relations in the state. And I think it's also important to gain a greater appreciation for the resiliency and the accomplishments of African Americans. So in order for us to move forward, I think we need to understand this history.
Irvin says if there's been an upside to the race-related events that occurred on campus last fall, it's that they have made the topic of racism a more welcomed conversation.
Events happening on campus here and really just across the country, the wave of campus protests, kind of the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement, all of that is really encouraging a kind of national dialogue about matters of race. And what's exciting for me is that people are thinking historically and wanting to know the kind of history behind these questions. So that's exciting.
Irvin adds that with the start of the lecture series, the university can begin taking the necessary steps needed in order to move forward past last semester's struggles.
That is the work, right? That's the next step in a way. I think what we're thinking is that our work is to provide a kind of foundation for thinking about this history in very complex ways and learned ways. And then, you know, in a sense, kind of grapple together with what that means. What bearing does history have on our present? I think that's the next endeavor, really.
University of Missouri graduate student Andrew Olden was in attendance at the university's lecture series. He says only time will tell what impact the series will have on the campus.
I think that they are attempting to make progress and that they definitely are showing steadfast improvement, but time will tell.
The next lecture will be on March 23rd. Martha S. Jones, a professor of history at the University of Michigan, will give a lecture that will look at the role violence had on enslaved women in a presentation called Hashtag Say Her Name, Black Women and State Violence in the Case of Missouri versus Celia, a Slave. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.